Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome back to Radio Islam International on this eve of Eid, Laylatul Jaiza. Time right now is 9 minutes past 9 o'clock. And tonight being Laylatul Jaiza, we have Mawlana Muhammad Kara. Inshallah, our competition will be starting very shortly. But before that, the first National Sahaba Essay Competition, which took place in the last few weeks with the Al Farooq Institute Africa, as well as AMS, Association of Muslim Schools, had held a competition with regards to essays. The topic was the generosity, the humility, and the modesty and the piety of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. That was the topic which was given to the learners, and many schools participated, especially those that are affiliated with EMS. Inshallah, we're going to find out from Brother Naeem Patel, who's from Al Farooq organization, as well as Hafiz Muhammad Sadiq Saeed, who's the organizer of this competition, which took place. We'll be having both of them, the Secretary General of Al Farooq, Brother Naeem Patel, as well as the coordinator of the competition, Hafiz Muhammad Sadiq Saeed. But before that, let's welcome the main presenter, the co-host, Mawlana Muhammad Kara. Assalamu alaikum once again.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, like you were saying, we're going to be talking to Naeem Patel and Hafiz Muhammad Sadiq Saeed. And also, Malana, we're going to be talking to the winners, mashallah, and we're going to call them live on the program. After this interview, inshallah, we're going to be having our quiz.
Yes.
And to the participants, your listeners, call us, inshallah. The number, we'd like to speak to 8 participants tonight, inshallah.
Call us. The lines are open.
The lines are open. Brother Osama is there. After this interview, inshallah, he'll be taking on your calls. 0118541548 is the number to call, inshallah. So we'd like you to participate in the quiz. Let's welcome Hafiz Muhammad Sadiq Saeed, the organizer of the competition. Hafiz Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my brother.
Okay, our engineer is just trying to get both our presenters, that is Naeem Patel, as well as Hafiz Muhammad Sadiq Saeed, who is going to come tell us regarding the essay competition which took place. So my engineer indicates to me first, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hafiz Muhammad Sadiq.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you and to your listeners.
Jazakumullah. Hafiz Muhammad, Jazakallah. Firstly, congratulations to you and the entire team. You know, you guys have been doing phenomenal work, a little barakatuh, except inshallah your different projects. The National Sahaba Jalsa, subhanallah, and even calling upon the Musallis of the Masjid to rename or to name. It was called the Door Naming Campaign regarding the names of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, all in defense of the noble Ashab and the companions of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight to tell us, my brother, why this competition and how was it been run in the schools?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, the Al Farooq Institute has been running this program for a number of years. And I've been following them and I've been reading about it, and I've thought about it that we need to infiltrate into the schools, into the youth, into the youngsters, because they need to really know and understand who the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anha were.
Yeah.
So with the result, what we decided, I called Brother Naeem Patel and I said, why don't we run these things in the school as an essay writing competition, so we can also empower them with regard to the Sahaba, as well as we improve their skills in writing. So this is how we started this program, and this was the first time that we ran this program.
How many schools participated, and what's been the response from the learners?
The response from the learners was overwhelming. About 24 schools participated, mainly from KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. And although we had a lot of requests to increase it, but because this was the first time that we ran a program like this, and it was almost close to Ramadan, so we said, let's run it as a trial program, pilot study, and inshallah next year we can open it up to other grades, and possibly inshallah the maktabs also, inshallah.
Gee, Hafiz Muhammad Sadiq, mashallah, the topic that you guys have chosen, very interesting topic, the generosity, humility, modesty and piety of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. Tell us more regarding the topic. How did the panel come to choose about the topic? And also with regards to the essays that came in, how did the marking process took place? What were the requirements, and what sorts of ideas were you looking for?
Alhamdulillah, the Nizamiya Islamic School in Peter Maritzburg hosted the program on behalf of the Al Farooq Institute.
Mm.
So we had a panel of ulama and muallimas from our school who did the marking.
Yeah.
There was a rubric that was given where we were looking for content.
Yeah.
And because we were dealing with the Sahaba, so the content had to be authentic.
Mm.
So we were also looking for references. In other words, you know, if a source was quoted, then the learner was given extra marks because there was a source there.
Okay.
And then lastly, we also look at a bit of grammar and English because it's important at the school that we promote proper writing skills. So the large amount of marks came from the content,
yeah.
And then we looked at the referencing of it,
hmm.
And then lastly we looked at the presentation and the writing skills.
Jazakumullah. We're going to be talking to Brother Naeem Patel also shortly, but one more question, Hafiz, with regards to your future plans and endeavors, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan for the next year, what are your plans for the next year?
Well, inshallah, as I mentioned earlier, next year we do want to open it to other grades amongst the schools. And because there was a lot of requests coming in from the maktabs, the primary madrasas, so inshallah, we also want to open it up to them also.
Jazakumullah. May Allah Pak reward you and the entire team. Wonderful effort from the entire team, Hafiz Ab, and we request your du'as as well. Your final message, Eid message to our listeners of Radio Islam International.
Well, on behalf of all the markers and the moderators who moderated the paper, yes, I forgot to mention one more thing.
Yeah.
After the paper was marked by the Ustaz of Nizamiya Islamic School, we sent it to Al Farooq Institute to get it externally moderated.
Mm.
So in that way, we know now there was a transparency,
yeah.
And it was the marking was done fairly. So on this night of Eid, I would like to say Jazakumullahu Khairan to all the people who assisted us in marking and moderating the essays.
Hmm.
And also, inshallah, to the listeners of Radio Islam, we wish them all Eid Mubarak.
Jazakallah, Fisab. All the best, inshallah. Request for your du'as as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue, inshallah. We're now talking to Hafiz Naeem Patel, the Secretary General of the Al Farooq Organization. We'll be talking about the prize money, inshallah, or more details of the competition. And also, he'll be making the announcement of the winners. Inshallah, we're going to be talking to the winners live on air. Naeem Patel, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother. How are you? All right, we lost brother Naeem Patel. Inshallah, we're going to be talking to him shortly. And should we announce the winners, Wali Israel?
I think let's wait for the Secretary General himself to announce it before we spill the beans. Let him rather say it and let our listeners be curious in the meantime. But just to mention and to remind our listeners, inshallah, brother Naeem will also open the lines in the last few minutes, and he's also going to give out prizes for our listeners as well. We will be having a competition with Al Farooq. Before Mulana Kara, your competition will also be taking place. So inshallah, just to remind you, this is with regards to the first National Sahaba Essay Competition that took place. The topic was the generosity, humility, modesty and piety of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. The Al Farooq Institute as well as EMS, Association of Muslim Schools with Radio Islam, who hosted this competition. And mashallah, as Hafiz Muhammad mentioned, there were over 24 schools that participated, lots of entries that came in, and mashallah, from the youth from grade 8, they wrote this essays on the topic of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu.
All right, next year we're going to be having another competition. We're going to be basing this competition on the piety and the modesty of Maulana Suhaib Ali Khan, G. That is my colleague. Anyway, we have Brother Naeem on the line. Naeem Patel, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Salam to your listeners as well.
Jazakallah. Naeem, tell us about the prizes. We spoke to Brother Hafiz Muhammad Sadiq Saeed, the organizer of the committee. He mentioned regarding, you know, how it was been run in the schools, etc. But may I ask you, my brother, what's the prizes for the winners?
Maulana, what we decided, because it is the night of Eid, this competition was supposed to be already been culminated in the middle of Ramadan.
Mm.
But after discussion with Maulana Freeman Ravitz, we decided to do this on the night of Eid, and we decided to up the prize money. Initially, we were planning to have one national winner and three provincial winners, three winners in each province. What we've now decided to do is have three national winners.
Mm.
The prize money was 1,000 rand for the national winner. We've upped it to 1,500 rand.
Mashallah.
For the first prize, second prize 1,000, and the third prize 500 rand. The provincial prizes will go directly to the schools. The students will be informed via the schools. We won't have time for it on air, but we will do the national winners tonight on air, inshallah.
Inshallah, Brother Farooq, we know, or rather Brother Naeem, we know about the organization Al-Farooq, which many of the ulama participate when we have this national Sahaba Jalsa that takes place almost in the entire African continent. Lots of places, lots of venues where this Jalsa takes place for about approximately 3 days. Tell us more regarding the national Sahaba Jalsa that Al-Farooq conducts annually.
Munana, alhamdulillah, this is the fourth year we've had the national Sahaba Jalsa. We'd had it this year between the 7th and the 11th of March throughout the continent and some parts of South America and Europe. Alhamdulillah, over 400 jalsas took place this year. The topic of the jalsa was Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Jami'ul Quran, Dhul-Nurayn radiallahu anhu. Alhamdulillah, the ulama over the years have been fantastic. There's no better word to use, but fantastic. They've come forward. Radio Islam, alhamdulillah, 14 ulama from the radio station participated in the jalsa throughout Africa, alhamdulillah.
Jazakumullah. Brother Naeem, with regards to the many essays that came through, the participants, what was it that caught your attention? Would you like to maybe mention some of the salient points and features being written and explained by the grade 8 learners?
You know, for me, I think to see grade 8 learners, which are in the early teens, you know, when first we ran this competition, and Hafez Saeed phoned me and he said to me, grade 8, we were not sure because we don't have experience with the youth in at school level, and coming from an Islamic school background, Hafez Saeed told me this is the best. He thinks that grade 8 we should start with this year. And I said to them, what kind of essay, what kind of level will we be looking at? Because what can grade 8 really deliver? And alhamdulillah, when the essays were sent to Al-Farooq for moderation by the Al-Farooq Ulama Committee here, they were astounded at the kind of research that some of the students done, quoting people, kitabs like Sirat-e-Mustafa, kitabs like Dr. Ali Al-Sallabi, Hafizahullah, and so on. That means a lot of research was done, and the enthusiasm shown by many of the students, where some of the students had contacted us last week to say we're waiting for when the winners will be announced. It was supposed to be announced on the 18th of May. So they were really looking forward to the announcement of the winners of this competition. And we found that the love that of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu that are in the hearts of the Ummah is hasn't deterred for the last 1400 years.
Subhanallah. Brother Naeem, I think the listeners as well as the participants are very anxious. Let's go to the announcement and we give you the honor of announcing the winners. You can start, Brother Naeem, and then we can speak to them. Our engineer is just trying to get hold of all the participants, all the winners rather, and then we can have a chat with them. But you have the honor of announcing the winners.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Summa alhamdulillah, that all three winners, we had four winners because position three had two winners, all four were females.
Subhanallah.
All four were females.
Something we found, you know, I just want to say this is something we found over the years running different competitions, that alhamdulillah the females excel, you know, in this field. There's just two males, I want to mention their names on air, I think, because we don't have many males, but one is, both of them coming from Kamati Port. They are brothers. It's the border town between South Africa and Mozambique. The one's name is Muhammad Ubi, and the other one is Hafiz Muhammad Yusuf Muhammad. They both Hafiz al-Quran, both alhamdulillah got over 80%. They were not allowed to participate because they did not attend a Islamic school, but alhamdulillah, the enthusiasm, they sent in the essays, and alhamdulillah, they done very well. I must say, these two youngsters, we have these did you knows on WhatsApp that goes around, you know, did you know about different Sahaba?
Yeah.
And they've taken the initiative of taking these did you knows and putting it onto making fridge magnets. So they've got fridge magnets made out of this. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala honor them and raise them on a day of Qiyamah with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Going to the winners of this year's competition, I'm going to start with position number three.
Yes.
Position number three, there were two winners. The one is Sister Asia Daya from Lanesia Muslim School. Congratulations, Mubarak to you, Sister Asia. The second one, number three, was Sister Asma Farak from Islamic College of Newcastle. Both of them, alhamdulillah, will receive 500 from Al Farooq. Position number two, from Port Shepston Islamic School, Sister Yasira Ibrahim, she'll receive 1,000 rand. And the winner of this year's competition, a girl who to ask me, Brother Naeem, when is the competition going to be announced? Did I win or where did I come out? Her name is Sister Aisha Zakaria Farak from Auckland, Auckland Park Academy Excellence. I think the Ustad there is Mufti Saab, Mufti, I can't get his name right now.
Is it Mufti Joseph?
No, Mufti Akhtar Saab.
Mufti Akhtar Saab
from Homestead Park. So, alhamdulillah, he must be proud of his students. And we say Mubarak to all four of these students who have won. And alhamdulillah, you know, we are not honoring the Sahaba radiallahu anhu by writing about them. We are being honored.
Subhanallah.
These four students and all those who participated can present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what they've written about the great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Yes, sir. Brother Naeem, my engineer indicates to us that we have three of them already. So let's start with the first one. You can have a chat with them on air, and inshallah, we can also ask one or two questions in between. So as you mentioned, the third prize, there were two first prize winners. Let's go first to Lanesia, that's where we are based, to Asia Daya from LMS, Lanesia Muslim School. Sister Asia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Sister Asia, it's Naeem Patel here from Al Farooq Institute. Mubarak, congratulations to you and to your school. I want to ask you one question. Why did you get involved in this competition?
I've always enjoyed writing. And being a Muslim, it's something that can be greatly utilized.
Alhamdulillah. And how did you go about your research?
I read a lot of books, being a writer, and I've searched up a lot of Islamic books through the years, and I retained little pieces of information, so I guess I just went through them.
Alhamdulillah. Mubarak to you once again.
Jazakallah for taking
part, inshallah. Well done to you, Asia. All the best, inshallah, for the future endeavors. Congratulations to you, okay? Let's go to the second third prize, second winner. That was Sister Asma Parak from Islamic College in Newcastle. Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Asma, you are live on Air and Radio Islam International. Brother Naeem, go ahead. You'd like to congratulate her. Speak to her, my brother.
Sister Asma, congratulations. And seeing you come from Newcastle, it brings back some warm memories. We came to Newcastle with Allama Khalid Mahmoud Saab. Oh. We stayed with the Paraks on the farm there, so I see you also a Parak. Mubarak to you. The last competition, I must say, Maulana, was also won by a student from Newcastle. So, alhamdulillah. Sister, tell us about the essay, your school participation, how from your school, your specific essay was chosen to represent your school in the finals. How do you feel about that, and what work went into you preparing this essay?
Oh, I can't believe mine was chosen, actually, but alhamdulillah, we all did very well, and we all wrote essays, and everyone's was just as good as mine, but alhamdulillah, mine was chosen to represent our school, and alhamdulillah, we've made it this far. I'm very happy, and I'm overjoyed right now, alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah khair for participating, and we look forward to seeing your name again next year, inshallah, in our competition.
Inshallah.
Zakara, congratulations, Sister Yasira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We just want to remind the first prize winner. We're trying to get hold of Sister Aisha Parak from Auckland Park Academy. Mufti Akhtar, if you're listening, please inform your student to please answer the phone. There's still a few more minutes left. We're trying to get hold of her. But in the meantime, Brother Naeem, let's go to the second prize winner, and that is Yasira Ibrahim. Yasira, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, Yasira?
Alhamdulillah.
Over to you, Brother Naeem.
Sister Yasira, Mubarak to you. Congratulations. I see you come from the Pochepton Islamic School. Alhamdulillah, some of our Al-Faruq ulama based in Pochepton, Mufti Masiul Lakaji and his team. Alhamdulillah, congratulations. Tell me, Masia, what did you get any help from the school, from your ustad, from your teachers, from your family? How did you go about writing this essay, the research part?
I had help from my principal and my ustad in my school, and I'm very grateful to them for helping me.
Alhamdulillah. Do you often write these kind of essays?
Not so often, but I really enjoy writing this, and it gave me a very good learning experience.
What did you learn from Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's life?
I learned a lot about how he was very modest and very generous in his giving, and he teaches us to be very generous and give in the path of Allah.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah to you, sister, and inshallah we'll see you next year.
Sister Yasira, before you leave, just a question for you, and maybe it can be beneficial for the listeners. What sorts of advice? Firstly, what's your age, Yasira?
I'm 14.
14 years old. So what would your message be to those people that are similar to your age with regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhum? If you had to give them one message regarding Sahaba, what would that be?
They must always be Allah-fearing and humble and always stand in the path of Allah and try to do everything that they repeated Allah.
Okay, Jazakallah. Wonderful for that, Sister Yasira Ibrahim from Pochepston Muslim School. Brother Naeem, we are still trying to get hold of our first prize winner, that is Aisha Parak. I'm sure she started celebrating Eid already. We cannot get hold of her. But tell us regarding the competition that you have for our listeners. And in the meantime, if we try and get hold of Sister Aisha, we'll also get her on. But tell us, in the meantime, we can open the lines and our participants can also try and participate. Tell us more regarding this competition, Naeem.
Inshallah. Okay, what we want to do, we want to ask two questions, and the prize money is, you can decide which number caller will you accept to, which number caller will you accept to as the winner. So the prize money is a spot prize tonight of 500.
Subhanallah.
The first person to get both questions correct. It's to do with the Battle of Tabuk. We want to know, in the Battle of Tabuk, what was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's contribution to the battle? And after this contribution, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him?
Subhanallah. So what we're going to do, our lines are open on 011-854-1548. Our engineer, Brother Usama, will be taking your calls, and inshallah you'll be coming live. As Brother Naeem mentioned, he's being too generous this evening on the night of Eid.
Brother Naeem, just about the age category, my brother, you want to speak to anybody in particular regarding maybe up to 15 years of age, 14 years of age?
I think up till about, because we didn't give the other schools or the non-Islamic schools a chance, I think we'll open it up till the age of 15.
15, that's it.
People up till the age of 15, inshallah, can come through and answer this question.
Lovely. So if you are in this age category of up to 15 years of age, inshallah, to call us on the number. Brother Usama is on the other side, taking in the calls. The number to call, inshallah, is 011-854-1548. Brother Naeem is asking two questions, both pertaining to the Battle of Tabuk. What was the contribution of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu? That is the first question. And the second question is with regards to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu in regards to his contribution? The number to call, inshallah, is 011-854-1540. The first caller, inshallah, walks away with 500 bucks, courtesy of Al Farooq.
Brother Naeem, our lines were buzzing one way, but when you announced still under 15, lots of callers dropped. But so we are waiting for only those people that are 15 or younger. Normally we have lots of participants, but our engineer will try and see that they are under 15 if they want to participate. But besides that, tell us regarding the Al Farooq organization while we wait for our engineer to take down the details and get the callers online. Give us more details. What's the next project of Al Farooq, Brother Naeem?
Alhamdulillah, Morana. Al Farooq is an ongoing project. Our main project is around the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and to promote, basically, is to defend the honor of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, as well as to promote the Aqeedah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Before you continue, my engineer indicates to us that we have a call in Ankara.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Okay.
Jazakallah. May I ask, who are we talking to?
Yes.
What's your name?
Muhammad Parak.
Muhammad Parak.
Yes.
Where are you calling us from, Muhammad Parak?
Huh?
Where are you calling us from?
Yes.
Where do you stay?
Newcastle.
You're in Newcastle, mashallah. Many paraks there, jazakallah. Okay, so brother Naeem, go ahead, my brother. What's the answers quickly, Muhammad Tariq?
900 camels and 1,000 dinars.
Okay, let's find out from brother Naeem. Is that the answer you're looking for, brother Naeem?
No. I have a different answer.
Okay. So, Muhammad Tariq, jazakallah for participating. Let's take our next caller. Caller, assalamu alaikum. Caller number 2, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Ji, who are we speaking to?
Juwairia.
Where are you calling us from, Juwairia?
Ji.
Where are you from?
Mayfair.
Mayfair. Juwairia, who?
Sally.
Sally, are you under 15?
Ji.
Are you 15 years or younger?
Younger.
Okay, so did you get a question from Brother Naeem?
Ji.
Okay, what's the answer?
The first time he contributed 100 camels, the second time was 200 camels, the third time was 300 camels, the fourth time was 1,000 dirhams, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, after this day, Uthman may do whatever he likes, no deed can cause any harm to him.
Subhanallah. I think she answered both the questions. Is that the answer you're looking for, Brother Naeem?
Excellent, that's the answer we're looking for.
Mashallah.
Congratulations.
Juwaida, just hold the line. Is it Juwaida we're speaking to?
Chi.
Jazakallah, excellent. That was the correct answer. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala increase to ni'lam and knowledge, inshallah. And that is the correct answer. Brother Naeem, what's her price?
Her price is 500 in cash, inshallah. If Radio Islam will take all the details, then we'll get it to her, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah. Jazakallah from Mayfair participating. Before you leave, we're giving you time to wish all your family members Eid Mubarak on Radio Islam. Go ahead, Juwairia. Go ahead and wish your family Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak to you too.
Gee, any message you have? Juwairia?
Gee?
Do you have any message for our listeners?
Eid Mubarak to all of them and hope they have a wonderful Eid.
Ameen, inshallah. You also have a lovely Eid and make special dua for all of us. Okay, Juwairia? Stay on the line. Brother Usama will take your details down and inshallah Radio Islam will contact you after the day of Eid, inshallah. Okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah. Brother Naeem, it's 24 minutes to 10 o'clock. My brother, we're going to have to run it up. Your final advices and nasihat and your Eid message.
First, I want to say Jazakallah khair to all those who made this this essay competition possible, especially to Hafiz Saeed, Muhammad Sadiq Saeed, and his Islamia School, Nizamia Islamic School in Pietermaritzburg, as well as the Association of Muslim Schools. Radio Islam is always, Maulana Suleiman Rawat, Alhamdulillah, is always willing to assist whenever, even if last minute that we come on board. Maulana is always available to assist us. And then I want to say that to the community of South Africa, Jazakallah Khair for coming out in your numbers, and to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu jalsas, it was overwhelming. Wherever ulama went, small towns, people came out to the committees of the masjid, different masajid all over the country. Jazakallah Khair for allowing us the opportunity to use your masajid, for allowing our ulama to be to address the audiences in your masjid, and for the efforts you put into making the Sahaba radiallahu anhu jalsas a success. From the side of Al Farooq, we want to say taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum to all of the Muslims of South Africa, and the listeners of Radio Islam internationally. May Allah Ta'ala accept all yours and our effort, and may Allah Ta'ala let us see the next Ramadan and protect us from this Ramadan to the next Ramadan, inshallah.
Amin, inshallah. Brother Naeem, jazakallah, my brother, all the best to you and the entire team, and request for your special du'as as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jazakumullah. All right, we continue to listeners. We're coming to the last segment of tonight's program. It's been a very, very long night indeed. What we're going to be doing, inshallah, is next. Finally, we're going to be opening up the lines. Start calling us on 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Tonight, we're going to be choosing 8 listeners that will be randomly selected to participate in tonight's quiz. And we're going to divide the participants into 2 groups of 4 each. And each participant will be given about 60 seconds to answer a maximum of 7 questions. questions. So you're going to be given 60 seconds to answer a maximum of 7 questions, and on the elapsing of 60 seconds, there'll be a gong noise. Any answer given after 60 seconds will not be accepted. Also, dear listeners, the two participants with the most points will proceed to the next round. And again, a reminder, inshallah, that the points of the previous round will carry over. Anyway, the number to call, inshallah, dear listeners, is for the quiz. We're going to be talking to 8 participants. The number to call for tonight's quiz is 011-854-1548. A lovely prize to be given away, courtesy of Radio Islam International. Some lovely cash money, Mali Sahib.
Yes, indeed. This is a competition that our listeners anticipate. It was on a weekly basis this month of Ramadan, but previously it was on a daily basis, where they would be anxious and look forward to participating. Here you have another opportunity. There is no need for you to register. There is no age group. It's over 15, Maulana Kara.
You can tell your mama to phone, you can tell your dada to phone, anybody can phone, inshallah. Call us on 011-854-1548, Mali Sahib. 011-854-1548. This is the Eid Eve quiz, inshallah.
And what's the prize, Maulana Kara?
The prize is, Maulana Sahib, let's keep it for the whole. It's a lot of money. It's courtesy Radio Islam International. They can retire after tonight's prize money. A lot of bucks going to be given away, inshallah. So please do call us.
Within 1 minute of effort, you're going to be making
1 minute of effort and using your knowledge and your head.
For life.
And you can retire for life. Gee.
Mashallah.
Maulana Sahib, do you remember what is the motto of this course, my brother?
We are all learning.
We are all learning. Gee. Okay. All right, dear listeners. We're waiting for you to call through, inshallah. The number to call, Brother Osama, is waiting for the call to come through. This is the last segment of the program. We're going to be taking 8 calls, inshallah. 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. It's 20 minutes to 10 o'clock.
Gee, Maulana Kara, before we go for our ad break, there's just a message from our close friend, a listener of Radio Islam, Maulana, that is Maulana Yusuf Pandu from Indonesia. He's got a message for his family. He says to my wonderful parents and family, may Allah bless you and grant you success in both the worlds. Journey without your little daughter is difficult, but know well that inshallah, inshallah, she is in Jannah roaming and picking flowers so she can present to her parents when they enter Jannah, inshallah. Ameen. May Allah always keep you happy with ease. Then he says to his wonderful wife, may Allah bless and reward you abundantly. Your sacrifice means a lot. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep you happy with ease. That comes from our vivid listener of Radio Islam and also a close friend of mine who I like to travel often, Maulana Yusuf Pandu from Indonesia. Jazakallah khair.
Maulana, really on occasions like this, our heart and before go to, you know, those that have lost family members, especially like Maulana talking about losing sister. She was about 11 years of age. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant the family, inshallah, the mother, the father, and the siblings, Sabri Jamil. And like you said, inshallah, she is Jannatul Firdaus. And our hearts go out to everybody who's lost family members and colleagues. Make special dua for them, inshallah. Remember them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all maghfirat and Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Number to call again, inshallah, for the last time, 011-854-1548 for the quiz. Alright, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you once again to the quiz, inshallah, the Eid Eve quiz. And we have our first four participants on the line, inshallah. After we complete the first four, we're going to be coming to the second round, inshallah, also talking to another four participants. Alright, it's 10 to 10. My colleague, Maulana Sahib Ali Khan Samp, is yawning on the side here. He wants to go home. He's missing his family, but inshallah, we're going to keep it short today. Let's welcome our first caller, first contestant for tonight's quiz. So we have Sister Fatima on the line. Fatima, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Fatima. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Jee, wa barakatuh. Fatima, we hope you're well, inshallah. Would you like to maybe tell us where you're calling from, Ben?
Indonesia.
Calling from Indonesia.
Jee.
Alright, you're familiar with the rules of the quiz, eh?
Your line is a bit unclear.
The line is a bit unclear. Okay, we're going to try again, inshallah. Maybe just move away from where you're speaking, sister. You're going to try, inshallah. Okay, is that better?
It's still the same.
All right, he says he can't do anything. Engineer Sub says that's the best he can do. So let's hope, inshallah, you can listen to us, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to ask you, inshallah, you know, approximately 7 questions. You've got 60 seconds to answer all 7 questions, okay?
Yes.
And any answer given after 60 seconds will not be accepted, sister. And also, if you want to move to the next question, just say pass. And then you can come back to that question, provided that the time frame of 60 seconds has not yet elapsed, okay?
Okay.
All right. Any other questions, Appa?
No.
Okay, or forever hold your peace. Okay, here goes your question. Well, Saif Khan Ali, are you ready, brother?
Gee, I'm ready.
Always ready.
Always.
Okay, Osama is ready, inshallah. Here goes the question, Appa. One, collective nouns, a what of camels?
A herd of camels.
Due to his handsome looks, the Sahabi was known as the Yusuf of this Ummah. Is he 1. Jabir bin Abdullah, 2. Jabir bin Samura, 3. Jarir bin Abdullah, or 4. Dihya Kalbi, radiallahu anhum?
4.
Complete the proverb, a watched pot, what?
Sorry?
A watched pot, what happens? It's a proverb.
Fast.
True or false, nobody besides Sayyidina Aisha narrated more ahadith than Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu?
True.
Surah Kauthar, what does the word Al-Abtar mean?
Pass.
Which young Sahabi was eventually regarded as the faqih of the people of Makkah, the jurist? 1. Zayd bin Thabit, 2. Abdullah bin Abbas, or 3. Anas bin Malikin?
Anas bin Malik.
True or false, the shuhada or the martyrs entered Jannah before the day of Qiyamah?
False.
Right.
Would you like to go back to any of the questions?
Yes, of the Kauthar question.
Okay, and what is your answer, Appa?
Sorry, can you please repeat the question?
The question was that we asked you about a minute ago, Appa, is from Surah Kauthar, what does the word Al-Abtar mean?
Forever.
Forever?
Yes.
Okay, may I ask you what makes you say forever, Appa?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, would you like to know your results, Appa? Should we pub? Okay, anyway, would you like to know the results, Appa?
Cheaply.
You really want to know? It is 0, because you are insisting, it is 0 out of 7.
Jazakallah.
Apologies, Appa, but jazakallah for the contest, okay?
Ameen.
Jazakallah for the try. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're going to go through the answers very quickly, Malik Shaib, so maybe you can help me, my brother.
Yes.
Gee, the motto is we are always learning.
We are
so, gee, okay, my brother, you want to learn, I want to learn. We're all learning. A what of camels? An entourage of camels, a troop of camels, or an army of camels, brother? What's the correct answer?
A group of camels.
A group of camels. What makes you say a group of camels?
Because they move together in a group.
They move together. No, my brother. It's a caravan of camels, or a train of camels, or it's a flock of camels. So much my ayah.
I was very close.
Okay, very, very close. Due to his handsome looks, the Sahabi was known as the Yusuf of the Ummah. It is Jarir bin Abdullah, radiallahu anhu, complete the proverb, Shuaib Ali Khan, Malala, a watch spot, what happens to it? Makes tea itself, brews very nicely.
Never gets cooked.
Never gets cooked. We're talking about tea, brother. We're not talking about cooking.
Okay.
So a watch pot, what happens to it? Doesn't crack, Mali Swaib.
Okay.
A watch pot never boils. A watch pot never boils. Okay. True or false, besides Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, nobody besides Sayyidina Aisha narrated more ahadith than Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The answer there is false. The word Al-Abtar, what does it mean? It means the one cut off. Which young Sahabi was eventually regarded as the faqih or the jurist of the people of Makkah? Is it Zayd bin Thabit? Is it Abdullah bin Abbas? Or is it Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in? The answer is Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. True or false, the shuhada or the martyrs enter Jannah before the day of Qiyamah? The answer there is true. Subhanallah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum.
Ameen.
Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Okay. Anonymous caller, line number 2. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our second contestant for tonight. G. Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Anonymous brother.
Anonymous brother, where are you, my brothers? Talk to us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hello.
Gee, my brother. Sorry?
You did not press your button.
Sorry?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, maybe we never press our button this side. Oh, it's my fault. Now you're blaming me. Okay, my brother. Are you ready?
Gee.
What's your name?
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Anonymous is a name. Okay.
You know and I know who I am.
Okay, my brother. I think I know the voice. Chi. You're calling from Lens, eh?
Chi.
All right. You ready for the quiz?
Inshallah.
Okay. If you answer well, my brother, you can live happily ever after. You can retire. Okay?
Yeah. You must help me.
Okay, my brother. Here goes your quiz. First question, collective nouns. A what of caterpillars?
Army.
Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed the Sahabi as the Muazzin of the Masjid al-Haram in Makkah Mukarramah. Is he Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, 2 Abtad bin Asid, 3 Abu Mathura, or 3 Uthman bin Talha radiallahu ta'ala majma'in? 1, 2, or 3, or 4?
2.
Complete the proverb, after dinner rest a while.
After dinner, rest or pass.
True or false, said Jabir ibn Abdullah was 25 years at the time of Badr.
True.
Surah Al-Ma'un, what does the word Al-Yateem mean?
Believer.
When Sayyidina Miswar bin Mukhrama would visit Makkah Mukarramah, what would he do for every day that he was away from this great city? 1, he would feed the poor person. 2, he would make a khatam of the Quran Kareem. 3, he would make one tawaf.
Complete the khatam of the Quran.
And how many khatams have you made, my brother, may I ask?
I'll tell you, okay.
Okay. Okay, my brother. Jazakallah so much. Police Faib Saab, let's see how many he's got right. Okay, my friend, you have 1 out of 6. 1 out of 6.
Allah.
So far, he's the winner, Mulana.
So far, you're the winner. Sorry?
At least he's not a duck.
Yeah, at least he's not a duck, my brother. Okay, you got 1 out of 6, okay, my brother?
Inshallah.
We're going to give you this rent for that, okay?
Must I ring off or hold on? No?
You want to collect your money now?
No,
should we bring the cash over to you now, my brother?
You don't have it at the moment.
It's a lot of money. Okay, my brother, we'll talk to you, inshallah, soon. Let's see how the other contestants fare, okay?
All right.
One out of six, but just think about the quiz, my brother, where you went wrong.
Okay.
Just think about the quiz, where you went wrong.
I went wrong about 5 of them.
Okay, my brother. Right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. A what of caterpillars, an army of caterpillars. Second question, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed the Sahabi as the Muazzin of the Masjid al-Haram in Makkah Mukarramah. Is he Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abtal bin Asid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 3 Abu Mandura radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or 4 Uthman bin Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa rida anhu? The answer is 3. It is Abu Mandura. Mawlana Swaib Saab, complete the proverb. Can I have your attention, Swaib Ali Khan? Mawlana Swaib, can I have your attention, please, brother? One more question, my brother. After dinner, rest a while. And what happens? Have bajiyas after. Sorry? Mawlana Swaib, you are waiting, brother. After dinner, rest a while. Then what happens? You go to sleep. Put pajamas on. No, Mawlana Swaib, not pajamas here. After dinner, rest a while. After supper, walk a mile. Okay. Very touching, Melissa. Very touching. True or false? Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 25 years at the time of Badr. The answer is false. He was 18 years old. From Surah Ma'un, what does the word al-yateem mean? What does the word al-yateem mean? The word yateem means often. And when Sayyidina Miswar bin Makhrama would visit Makkah Mukarramah, what would he do for every day that he was away from this great city? 1, he would feed a poor person. 2, he would make a khatam of the Quran Kareem. Or 3, he would make one tawaf. Only Swaib, it is, he would make one tawaf for every day that he was away from Makkah Mukarramah, according to Sirul Alam. Jazakumullah. 1 out of 6 to the brother from Indonesia. Contestant number 3, do we have our contestant, Only Swaib?
Ji, contestant number 3 is Umme Muhammad. Umme Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Let's try Umme Muhammad one more time. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. It's Umme Mahmood.
Oh, it's Umme Mahmood.
Ji.
Alright, apologies for that, okay?
Ji.
Alright, inshallah. Where are you calling from, Ben?
From Indonesia.
Oh, you're calling from Indonesia. First time you participating, eh?
No, I tried, but I didn't fit.
You mean you failed last time?
Ji.
Oh, apologies, Appa. Alright, anyway, here goes your quiz, Appa. 60 seconds to answer 7 questions. Any questions you have?
No.
Okay. Appa, here goes your first question. Collective nouns, a what of giraffes?
Pass.
Ibn Abbas's mother was a sister of which of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives? 1, Juwayriya. 2, Maymuna. 3, Safiya. Or 4, Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anhun?
Maymuna.
Complete the proverb, a drowning man will what?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
A drowning man will do what, Appa?
Pass.
True or false, Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu was too young to participate in Uhud. Thus, the first battle he participated in was the Battle of Khandaq. True or false?
True.
True. From Surah Quraysh, what does the word As-Saif mean?
Summer.
How long did it take Sayyidina Amr bin As to conquer Egypt? 1, 7 days, 2, 7 weeks, 3, 7 months, 1, 2, or 3?
3.
True or false, Sayyidina Zaid bin Zaid was the brother-in-law of Uthman, radiallahu anhuma.
False.
MashaAllah, sister. She done very, very well, Mali Sahib Saab. You got, sister, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 correct and 2 incorrect. MashaAllah, you're leading so far. 4 out of 7, Apa. Jazakallah, well done to you, okay?
Cheers.
Looks like you might be the winner for the first round, Mali Sahib.
Gee, let's see what happens with the next contestant, Brother Ahmed.
Jazakallah, Apa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We're going to get back to you. A drowning man will what, Mali Sahib Saab?
Always clutches onto a straw.
Yeah, because you keep peeped here, my brother. Mm-hmm. Okay, what of giraffes?
Giraffes are tall, so something like tower.
Yeah, because you copied, brother. A tower of giraffes. Okay, Ibn Abbas's mother, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was a sister of which of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives? 1, Juwayriya, 2, Maymuna, 3, Sophia, or 4, Zainab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is Maymuna, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From Surah Quraysh, what does the word of Saif mean? It means summer. And, true or false, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zaid, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the brother-in-law of Uthman, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The answer is false because it was Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wa rda anhu. Fourth contestant, Brother Ahmed, we have 2 males and 2 females, Mali Sahib.
Yes, and so far, I think all 3 were from Lanesia. Let's see where Brother Ahmed is from.
Ahmed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brother. Ahmed? Do we have Ahmed on the line, my brother? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, Mawlana Karam?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, my brother? Kunjani, Baba?
Skona, Kunjani.
Skona, Baba, Kunjani. Okay, my
brother.
Sorry?
Siapile.
You're shouting, you're swearing me. Okay. Ahmed, where are you calling from, my brother?
I'm from Lane, but right now I'm driving near your hometown.
Oh, mashallah. Where are you going to, brother?
I'm going to Lichtenberg.
Oh, you're going to Lichtenberg?
I'm passing your Dorpi, what a center zone.
Okay. Okay, drive safely, my brother.
Inshallah.
Okay. All right. Are you ready, Ahmed?
Yes.
Did you stop off? Are you driving still?
I'm still driving.
Okay, but concentrate on the road, okay?
Yes, concentrating.
And don't take answers from the wife.
No, the wife is sitting behind. I can't take answers.
Yeah, I don't take answers from there. You're going to fail then, brother. Okay, my brother. Here goes your quest. 60 seconds to answer 7 questions, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Collective nouns. A what of goats?
A herd of goats.
Which famous Sahabiya fell from a mule and passed away in the conquest of Cyprus? 1. Ummi Sulaim.
Haram.
MashaAllah. Complete the proverb, an onion a day.
Onion a day?
Yeah.
Maybe keeps the tears away.
True or false? At the time of the expedition of Ghaba, Sayyidina Salma bin Aqwa was a young boy of about 12 years or 13 years of age. True or false?
True.
MashaAllah. From Surah Quraysh, what does the word Ash-Shita mean? Ash-Shita.
I can't hear the word.
What does the word Ash-Shita mean?
In Surah Quraysh, the word?
The bird.
I can't hear the word. That is fast.
Ashita. Anyway, traditionally the sa was used to measure sa. 1, weight. 2, volume. 3, distance.
Measure weight.
True or false?
Measurement.
Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to us that Abu Bakr, may my parents be sacrificed for you. True or false?
True.
I just knew you're going to say true, my brother. It's false. It was Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Zubair bin Awam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mali Sahib Saab, can you just please kindly go to your desk, my brother, and don't copy the questions, okay? My friend, Ahmed, who is driving, you got 1, 2, 3, my brother. Almost you were in the quiz. Apologies, my brother. Sister, before you had 4 right.
Alright, no problem.
Okay, my brother. An onion a day, what did you say keeps the tears away? I have a chance, my brother. It keeps everybody away. And the word Ash-Shita, what did you say? What does it mean? The bird. Which bird you referring to, my brother?
No, I didn't hear the word. I couldn't hear the word, not a bird.
Oh, I thought you said a bird. I was going to ask you which bird, my brother, and where does this bird come from? Ahmed? Jazakallah, my brother, for contesting.
Right.
Allah Pak grant you a safe journey.
Ameen.
Have a lovely Eid, inshallah. Allah Pak flood your life with happiness on this occasion of Eid. In your heart with love, inshallah. Make dua for us as well. And enjoy the Eid, my brother.
You too, Maulana.
Jazakallah, my brother. Just think about the questions and where you fail, okay?
Inshallah. All right. So.
Okay, my brother. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahmad getting 3 out of 7. MashaAllah. So, Malis Raib Sab, the winner so far for the first round is Sister Umme Mahmood from Lanesha. She's got 4 out of 7.
Gee, that's 100% precise and correct, Mulana Kara.
Umme but your Mahmood answers were not precise, Malis Raib Sab.
The motto is that we are all learning, Mulana Kara.
Okay, we are all learning, my brother. We are all learning. Gee, Jazakallah. So, we take a very short break. Malis Raib Sab is yawning here. We're going to take a very, very short break, 30-second break. And then inshallah we come to the second round of the quiz.
Welcome back to Radio Islam International. Time right now is 7 minutes past 10 o'clock. This is our Eid night quiz that we are having. So far we had 4 contestants in round number 1, Fatima. Then we had Brother Anonymous. Third one was Umme Mahmood and Brother Ahmed. So in the first round, Umme Mahmood wins. She had 4 points and she'll be going to the finals. Now we are going to get 4 more participants. So far we have 2. There's still room for 2 more. We have Brother Safwan and Sister Mahdia. So you can call in quickly. The first 2 that will call in, inshallah, Sheikh Usama will be taking your details and will be also participating. So, but in the meantime, Mulana Kara, let's start with contestant number 1 in round 2, that is Safwan.
Safwan J. Again, dear listeners, we have 2 contestants and there's still room for another 2 participants. So kindly call us, inshallah. Brother Usama is waiting on the other side. The number to call for the quiz, it's 011. Lot of money to be given away, Mulana Sahib. 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. And Brother Osama is waiting on the other side. You can live happily ever after if you can answer these questions correctly. Lot of money to be given away, G. And we're going to give you cash. No udar, no postal checks, G. No postal orders. It's going to be hard cash, G. Safwan on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Contestant number 5. Are you there, Safwan?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, you?
Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah for asking me what you want to ask. We are all well, Safwan. And where are you calling from, Safwan?
Lanesha.
Si. Okay, my brother. Okay, Malik Shaib, anything you want to tell our brother Safwan there?
Brother Safwan, are you over 18?
Safwan?
No.
What's your age?
15.
15. What did you say, over 15, Malankara?
Yeah, it's 8. Just let him call, inshallah.
Okay, let's continue then. No problem.
If you fail, you're going to have to give us money, brother. Are you ready, Safwan? Okay, my brother. Here goes your quiz. You got 7 questions you're going to have to answer in 60 seconds, my brother, okay?
Okay.
To the listeners, we still have room for another 2 participants. Call us on 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Here goes the questions to Brother Safwan. 60 seconds, Safwan. Here goes the first one. Collective nouns. A what of goldfish?
Pass.
In whose Khilafat did the Battle of Hattin take place? 1 Sayyidina Uthman, 2 Sayyidina Muawiyah, 3 Abdul Malik bin Marwan, or 4 none of the above?
Muawiyah.
Complete the proverb, as fit as a... Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas said in the Sohbat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for approximately 30 months only.
True.
From Surah Fil, what does the word Tayr mean? Tayr. What does the word Tayr mean in Surah Fil? Sorry? Pass. Okay. Sayyidina Shadrach bin Aus was famous for eloquent speech and A. Generosity, B. Forbearance, 3. C. Humor.
A.
True or false, Zubair bin Awam's mother's name was Safura.
False.
Okay, I think you said it, Malik Sahib. Can you kindly go back to your desk, my brother? Stop peeping here. It's not fair. And the answer there, I think he just gave it in time, eh?
It was within the 60 seconds.
It was within the 60 seconds. My brother's got 1, 2, 3 right. 3 out of 7. MashaAllah, very, very good. Malik Sahib, sir, kindly answer this question. A what of goldfish, my brother? A what of goldfish?
Is it a glint?
Okay. Yeah, it's a glint of goldfish. Anyway, when he says that, it's a glint of goldfish. Okay, my brother, so far are you there? 3 out of 7. You might just be in the finals, okay?
Okay.
Safwan?
Yes.
Are you there, my brother?
Yes.
And if you win the quiz, you can leave school, you can leave madrasa, you can get married, and you can live happily ever after, okay? Just hold the line, my brother. We're going to get back to you just now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We have contestant number 6, Mahdiya. Mahdiya, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. Okay, Mahdiya, may I ask where you're calling from, Ben?
Mayfair,
jazakallah, all the luck, okay, Appa?
Jazakallah.
Sorry?
Jazakallah.
Oh, okay, okay, Ameen. About 60 seconds to answer 7 questions, okay? Can you just speak a little bit louder, Appa? Alright, sorry, Mali Shaib can't hear you. He's a moderator for tonight's quiz. Mali Shaib, can you hear the sister?
She loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Jazakallah. But here goes your question. Collective nouns, a what of gorillas?
A troop.
No, not true. We're asking you a what of gorillas. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b taught Sayyidina to fail a portion of the Quran Kareem. Hence, to fail gave him a gift. What was the gift? 1. A bow. 2. A sword. 3. A kurta. 4. A camel. Radiallahu anhum.
Number 4.
Complete the proverb. As hard as a what? As hard as?
Iraq.
The city of Baghdad built by the Abbasid Khalifa Harun Rashid. Is it true or false?
True.
Surah Fil. From Surah Fil. What does the word Al-Fil mean?
Elephant.
How many dirhams did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam borrow from Safwan bin Umayyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu? 1, 20,000, 2, 50,000, or 3, 100,000?
100,000.
True or false, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established a brotherhood between the Muhajirin and the Ansar. He told Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you are my brother and my companion in this world and in the Akhirah. True or false?
True.
Okay. Apa, let's go.
False,
Appa, sorry, it's just after the gong. And you have, let's see, one right, Appa, one right.
Even if you give her that one after a gong, Manaka.
Jeez, then what happens when you say, sorry?
It would make a difference also.
Why you say so, brother?
Because how much did Safwan get?
Safwan has...
Three
right, G.
So even if Sister Mahdiya has 2, it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, correct, brother. Thank you for reminding me. Appa, jazakallah, Mahdiya, for contesting, but not good enough, Appa, okay? Wa alaikum assalam. Request for du'a, Zappa. Enjoy the Eid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mali Saib Saab, can you kindly stop copying my brother? It's not fair.
What
of gorillas, Mali Saib Saab?
Troops.
A troop of gorillas, gee.
Yes.
Okay, as hard as what?
Not a rock, but a nail.
As hard as a nail, gee. That is a correct answer. From Surah Fil, what is the word Al-Fil mean? The word Al-Fil means elephant. How many dirhams did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam borrow from Safwan bin Umayyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Is it 20,000, 50,000, or 100,000? The answer is 50,000 dirhams. Okay, 1 out of 7 to Mahdiya. Our 7th contestant is Brother Umar. Umar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Umar? Umar, are you there, my brother? Assalamu alaikum. Omar, where are you, brother?
Let's try the next call.
Alright, let's take our next call, inshallah. Do we have still space for one more contestant, inshallah? Brother Omar, call us back on 0118541548 or any other caller can call us, inshallah. We're running out of time. It's already 18 minutes past 10 o'clock, G.
Anonymous. Yes, let's play with Anonymous.
Anonymous, are you there? Okay. All right. Anonymous Juwadia. Oh, apologies, Appa. Sorry for that. It was supposed to be anonymous. Anyway, where are you calling from, Ben? Sister?
Yes, from Indonesia.
Oh, you're calling from Indonesia. All right. Jazakallah, Appa. All the best. Okay. 60 seconds to answer 7 questions. Well, you say, can you kindly be seated on your place, my brother?
Can you kindly start, Mahamakara?
Here goes your quiz, Appa. Collective nouns, a what of grasshoppers? Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein had a sister, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, who was later married.
I can't hear you.
Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein had a sister who was later married to Abdullah, the son of Sayyidina Ja'far, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. What was her name? 1. Aisha. 2. Zainab. 3. Sauda. 4. Fatima.
Fatima.
Complete the proverb, as sick as a what?
Sure.
True or false, Sayyidina Umar stayed for 2 months in Bayt al-Muqaddas Sharif at the time of its conquest. True or false?
False.
From Surah Masad, what does the word Hammalat al-Hatab, Hamma mean? Hammalah mean?
From Surah Lahab.
Masad.
Okay.
What does the word Hammalah mean?
Carrier.
Fatima bint Qais was a wife of one Osama bin Zaid, two Zaid bin Arqam, three Zaid bin Harith. One, two, or three?
Three.
All right, are you done, Appa?
Yes.
You sure about that?
I couldn't hear the last.
Okay, no, it's fine. Take your time, Appa. There's a lot of time left. Take your time, think about it. You can phone your ustad also and, you know, get the correct answer and call us back. Okay, Mauli Saib, how many did she get right? She's got 1, 2, 3 right. Appa, mashallah, you're still in the contest, okay?
Thanks.
All right, so Mauli Saib, if she gets 3, she got 3. If nobody gets 3 or more right, or rather 4, then we're going to have a sudden death question.
Gio, it's a 400, is correct.
Jazakallah, Marullah. Zabat, Jazakallah to Adia. We've done very, very well. 3 out of 7, okay? Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mauli Saib, sub one question, brother. Collective nouns, or what of grasshoppers?
It's obvious, clouds, Mawlana.
Clouds, he, mashallah. As sick as a dog, as sick as a dog. Sayyidina Hassan and Hussain, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, had a sister who was later married to Abdullah, the son of Sayyidina Ja'far, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, was her name? One, Aisha, two, Zainab, three, Sa'uda, or four, Fatima. The answer there is Zainab. The word Hammalah means carrier, and Sayyidina Umar bin As was the first person to address Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum as Amir al-Mu'mineen. The answer is false, because it is Sayyidina Mughira bin Sha'ba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, according to Al-Bidayah wa Al-Nihaya. Okay, let's take our last contestant for the quiz, inshallah. Brother Muhammad on the line. Line number 4. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
How are you, Muhammad?
Alhamdulillah,
Alhamdulillah, my brother, with your du'as. Where are you calling from?
From Lane.
From Lanesia. Sorry?
Yeah,
oh, you're calling from Lanesia. Okay, my brother, all the luck and all the best to you, okay? Okay. Here goes your course, my brother. 7 questions, you've got 60 seconds to answer, okay? A what of, collective nouns, a what of hippopotamuses?
A group of
people. Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha had a daughter by the name of Barra. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, he changed Barra's name to 1, Baraka, 2, Zainab, 3, Ayman, or 4, Halima.
3.
Complete the proverb, beauty is but.
Sorry?
Beauty is but what?
But
what?
But.
True or false, the battle of the mosques took place between the Muslims and the Romans in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Ali. True or false?
True.
Suratul Fil, my brother, what does the word bihijaratim mean?
May I repeat, please?
What does the word bihijaratim mean in Surah Fil?
I can't hear you, man.
From Surah Fil, what does the word bihijaratim mean? Pass.
Stones.
Okay, did he say it in the time? Okay, even if he said it within the time, it's not going to be good enough. My brother, unfortunately, you got 1 right.
It's
easy all. Okay, my brother, Jazakallah. And very quickly, a what of I just can't say this word properly. Hippopotamuses. A what of hippopotamuses?
A group of,
a very safe answer. Mauli Saib, can we help you, brother?
Yes, it has numerous names, Mwanakara. It can call it crash, or bloat, or herd, or pod, or even a deal of hippopotamus.
Yeah, anyway, my brother, computer helps people a lot nowadays, eh? From Surah Fil, what does the word bihijarati mean? It means what stones. The battle of Mars took place with the Muslims and the Romans in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The answer there is what stones. Mauli Saib Saab Ali Khan, beauty is but what?
It's deep skin or something like that.
Deep skin.
Skin deep, yeah.
Deep skin. Explain deep skin, brother.
Skin deep.
Where your organs are in a deep skin.
Yeah, the beauty lies in the eye of the beholder, something like that.
Wah, wah, kya baat hai, jeep. Okay, beauty is butt skin deep. Beauty is butt skin deep. We have, mashallah, four contestants in the round number two. And we're going to have a sudden death question between Lanesha, Joeria, as well as... What is Faib Saab?
Safwan.
Safwan. Safwan, inshallah, versus anonymous caller from Lens. The outfit, inshallah, we come to the final round. It's 22 minutes past 10 o'clock. Almost bedtime. Alright, we welcome you once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We come to the sudden death, inshallah, between the contestants. The outfit, we come to the last round. Brother Safwan, are you there on the line? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Alaikum salam.
Line number two, we have anonymous caller. Sister, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa Sister Juwedi, are you there? Okay. All right, contestants, we're going to give you 7 seconds, inshallah, to answer the questions. You're going to have to answer correctly, or your answer closest to the correct answer will be taken. Okay, so you have to say something. You're going to have to say something. We have just about 7 seconds to answer, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to start with Safwan. Safwan, are you ready, my brother? Okay. Here goes your question, my brother. 7 seconds to answer. In which year did the United States drop a uranium gun-type atomic bomb on Hiroshima? What is the answer? 1986. Okay. All right, okay. Joedia, are you ready?
Yes.
Here goes your question, Abam. In which year did the Titanic set sail for New York?
1890.
1890, what, Abba? 1890. 1890, you said 1890. Money, so we have quite a bit of working out to do. And my eyes are closing, my brother. I think the answers are centuries apart. So... So let's see. Okay, we need some calculations here. All right, we're going to take a short break while he sweeps up.
Well, you can't do it quickly. Do you all need right. help?
Okay, let's see. The first contestant was 59 years away from the correct answer. Okay, Mali Swayam, so just keep a tab of that. 59 years away.
Gee, I got that.
Okay, okay, correct, my brother. And then we have our sister who mentioned, okay, I think she's a winner, mashallah. We asked her the question, which year did the Titanic set sail for New York? She said 1819. And the correct answer there was 19...
Gee, was that after the 7th?
It was actually on the clock, Manisab, if I can recall. I don't know. We asked her, what did we say after the clock, but I think she said 1890 within. Let us take a break, inshallah. Let's listen to it. Stay tuned. Alright, we all come back. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Joedia, are you there, sister? Joedia, are you there, Ben?
Yes.
Alright, Jazakallah. Appa, you are not very far from the correct answer, but the problem is you said the answer just after the gong. After 7 seconds, Appa. Okay.
So even the first time.
Gee, you just said 18, and then after the time was up, that you said the other half of the answer, so it wasn't within the 7 seconds that we were looking for. Jazakallah.
All right, my apologies for that, okay?
Yes.
Safwan, my brother, are you there?
Yes.
Lucky you, my brother, you just got saved today. Although you were many, many years away from the correct answer, 59 years away from the correct answer, but anyway, because you answered within the space of 7 seconds, and you're the winner, mashallah, for the first round, okay? Okay, so we're going to come to the second round, inshallah, Al-Aziz. And basically, it's going to be a very short round. Contestant number one and two. It's brother
Umme Mahmood.
Brother Safwan versus Umme Mahmood. Safwan yes. And Umme Mahmood, inshallah. So we're going to be having, what did I say?
It's a sister, Sister Umm Mahmoud and brother Safwan.
So I said it vice versa.
Jeez.
Okay, apologies, my sahib.
It's fine.
It's been a very long night, you know.
It's past your bedtime already. You are excused.
Brother Safwan and Sister Umm Mahmoud. Okay, you got 30 seconds, Usama. My brother, 30 seconds to answer the question, okay? Four questions to answer, 30 seconds. It's going to be given to you, inshallah. Safwan, are you there, my brother? Safwan?
Yes.
Are you there, my brother?
Yes.
All right. Now it's a bit different. You've got 30 seconds to answer five questions.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to go through the questions very, very quick, okay?
Yes.
Should we keep it at 30 seconds, Malik Sahib, sir?
Gigi, we stick to the rule, Malik Makara.
30 seconds?
Yes, that's
or 40 seconds?
No, 30 is fine.
You just want to sleep, brother?
No, we've got a clock according to the rules that we have. So, okay. How are we going to add another 10 more seconds to
the My brother, I'm going to go very quickly through the questions, okay? 30 okay. seconds, I'm going to have to ask you five questions. If you don't know the answer, just say pass.
Sure.
Don't fafa mayra too much, okay? Okay. Here goes the question. Which Sahabi was known as Khal al-Mu'mineen, the maternal uncle of the believers? One Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah, Sayyidina Khalid, Sayyidina Muawiyah, or Sayyidina Bilal? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Number 2.
When Sayyidina Umar traveled to Bayt al-Maqdis Sharif in order to take it from the Christians, who did leave as his deputy over the city of Medina Sharif? 1, Sayyidina Uthman, 2, Hazrat Ali, 3, Sayyidina Ibn Umar, or Sayyidina Suhaib?
Number 3.
Complete the proverb, cleanliness is next to what?
Obedience.
Okay. My brother, nothing right. Safwan, are you there?
Yes.
Nothing right, my brother. You just got to hope that our contestant, Umm Mahmoud, also has nothing right. Then we're going to come to a sudden death question, okay?
Yes.
Just hold the line, my brother. Umm Mahmoud, are you there? Appa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Appa, you're going to have to answer just one question to be the winner for tonight, okay? Just one question.
Yeah.
Okay, Appa?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 30 seconds, I'm going to ask you very, very quickly, Ben. Number one, who assisted Sayyidina Ali, who assassinated Sayyidina Ali? 1, Abu Lu'lu, 2, Ibn Muljim, 3, Musaylama, or 4, Abu Jahl?
Number one.
Under whose leadership did the Muslims conquer the town Qaisariya? Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah, 2, Sayyidina Khalid, Sayyidina Muawiyah, or 4, Sayyidina Bilal?
3.
MashaAllah. She is the winner for today, Malisa Ibsab. She answered correctly. And the correct answer was Sayyidina Muawiyah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa radhanhu. That was number 3. Under whose leadership, we asked, did the Muslims conquer the town of Qaisariya? It was under Sayyidina Muawiyah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa radhanhu. MashaAllah, sister. And you're the winner for today, MashaAllah. We give you, Malisa Ibsab, 1,000 rands today, courtesy of Radio Islam International. You can do a lot of that money, Apa, go for holidays, buy eat clothing. Lots of things you can do.
I thought you said that the person can retire, Malana Khan.
They can retire, Ji Malik Sahib Sab.
$2,000?
Ji.
Retire for the weekend.
For the day. Umm Mahmoud, Jazakallah, Appa. All the best. Congratulations. You're the winner for tonight. Okay, Appa, request for du'as as well.
Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright, Malik Sahib Sahib, it's been a long night, 25 to 11. Dear listeners, Malik Sahib Sahib, your final words and remarks, inshallah, before we say bye bye.
Jazakallah khair to you, Mulana Kara, and to Radio Islam listeners. Eid Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadah that we carried out in the month of Ramadan and enjoy the day of Eid.
Jazakallah. That's all, brother. Anything else you want to say?
You say I mustn't give a bayan. Now you ask me if I must say.
Okay, Jazakallah. All right, dear listeners, like we said earlier at 6 o'clock, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant everybody, inshallah, Aziz, all of the best.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, when we came on air, 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Okay. To the team here, Brother Usama, Uncle Mohsin at the bottom, inshallah, all from all of Radio Islam staff as well, to all of our listeners, and everybody, inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant, Allah bring you joy in us, happiness, peace, prosperity on this Mubarak day, inshallah. We wish you and your family on this happy occasion of Eid, Eid Mubarak, inshallah. Eidun Sa'idun, taqabbar Allah minna wa iyaakum, from Mr. Muhammad Kara and the team at Radio Islam International. We request your du'as. Have a lovely day. في أمان الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته